Yes, Liban Ayayim Luschus Barrel Bavagan Ariyar, Luschus Akiva Shalom Basim Chadvid in Ariyar, Rafu Shlema. May today's learning be a schus for them. Sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Hirschhansel. Okay. So we had a kasha yesterday. The beginning of the Mishnah seemed to say when a guy explains his nether, even in translation number 3 in Webster's, like cherem can mean cherem kahanim, it can mean cherem hegdish, and it can also mean netting, but that's C in Webster's. Still, we trust him, and it's not a netter. And then the Mishnah said, you don't have to go to Bezin, and the very next line said, if you go to Bezin, the mayor says, unchenaisai, and we price right, and we make it high, machmirin alayim. So exactly what is happening here? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered, there's a difference between the Talmud Chacham and an Amaret. That's what we're up to. And we're going to start again from the beginning of the Gemara. We will reread it, and was a rush. Now, yesterday, I read the rush, but because of this print, I didn't realize that some of the rush in the Mishnah was printed, in my case, in Yitzchak Zemefez. At home, I use a Masifta Gemara. And I saw, hey, there's rush here that I didn't read, because the Masifta Gemara follows the Oiz V'Hadar that moved all rushes on the proper page. And therefore, it was there. So I skipped those rushes on the Mishnah. I'm going to go back to do them right now, in fact. What?
How come we didn't stop you?
I'm not going to comment on that. I thought about that same question, and I was wondering, why didn't anybody tell me I didn't read the rush of the Mishnah? I had the same question, and I decided not to dig in for answers, for fear that it might take me where I don't want to go. So we're going now back to the Mishnah rush. Again, for all those who have art scrolls in Eitz V'Hadar, it's right there on the page. But for me, and for anybody else who has the old-fashioned Gemaras, it's on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Where is it? I don't see it here. No, I was looking around. I'm sorry, I take it back. It is there. Ela b'cherem b'shoyam, d'chsev ha'ashim tzudim v'charabim. It's traps and netting. Hari atzmi karbon, asr atzmi ki karbon al chaveiroi. It would mean he bans himself like a karbon on his friend. Ein j'naisa mechmir maleim, b'gemar mefarish. Paiskam alay pesach mevakam achar, k'lay m'shay l'tzarev, he has to get a hataras nadarim, but what Rav Meir said, Einchen and Machmirim, that we don't do. Again, what does that mean? We still don't know. Let's go back to the Gemara on Chavam and Aleph. Hagu v'kasha. Amrit, you started Einu Shalom with. You started and said that you don't have to ask Hatara for these Nadarim. It was explained that it was a non-Nadar. But right afterwards you say we punish them over Machmir. Amrabi Hudachit Tani. But Kulon Ein Trich and Shaila. They don't need Shaila. The medvar mamurim b'tamu chacham. Habam aretz shabal lishal unchenaisa and machmirim alof. But am aretz when he comes,
he has to come.
So that's a big shaila in the mefarshim, because the lashon haGemara is shabal lishal, which means not that he has to come. If he comes, if he's smart enough to know that it's not a neder, he does not. He's not treated like an Amoret. That's what some want to say. And some want to say that the Gemara is just saying, we want him to come, and when he comes. It's a combination. I don't see the Rush comment on it. He's not clear on it. I don't see the Rush. Again, I don't see anybody else come, but the Mefarshim do talk about it. What you brought up is a good thing. Right, so Tisus addresses it. If you look on the side of Tisus, we have Tisus. Abamarit Shabbat Lisho, yesh l'sapek, so Tisus. We can have a doubt. The Mashma Davka Bar Lisho. It's only if he comes. Abaloi Bar Lisho, loy aminon loy. So Tisus not sure. Tisus himself has the Sapek. He says the Lashon HaGemara is mashma like that to Harris, only if he shows up. But Tisus is not clear. He's not sure. He says, yes, the suffix. You can have this suffix. So we'll leave it there, and we'll move on. So anyway, when he comes, Ein Chenai said Machmir Naleya. That's what he said. Zok Tirash. The Medvar Mamurim B'Kam Chochem. the Kimbla Megavei Deloy Meshaker, because we trust him that he's saying, I meant Cherma Shoyam. Avu Amar Shabbat Lisho Kloy Mebogus Neachochem, Meyomer Lekach Nodarti Bekein Hoya Kavanasi. I said Cherem, and I meant Cherma Shoyam. Kadesh Leyomer Leachochem Shein and Nenev Ein Tzarech HaTorah. The Amar is just coming to pick up his heter. Come up, he's coming to the Chacham, so the Chacham should tell him, don't worry about the Neder. But since he's an Amoritz, we don't trust him. We don't trust him. We don't believe him, and we don't trust that he knows Hilchos Nedarim. Maybe he didn't mean that. And he's afraid that he won't find the Pesach. So we have to understand this. It's not that we want Amoritz to think that he made a neder. What he told us is that he didn't make the neder. And Amoritz is smart enough to know that. He knows that Cherma Shoyam gets him off the hook. He's not coming to the Chacham because he thinks he has a neder. He just feels a little guilty, so he comes to the Chacham to ask him, is this a neder or not? But we say to him, you never meant Cherma Shoyam. We don't trust you. We think you meant Cherem. And you're lying to us. Because you're afraid that we won't find a Pesach for you.
That's a little thing. To the
Amoritz,
he usually simply says, no, that's a
little
wise.
In this case, so see, I tried to say this yesterday. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that a Talmud is Becheskes honest, and an Amoritz is not Becheskes honest. V'mashal, there's a coat here. There's no simanim. Mr. Talmud Chacham comes in and says, this is mine, I recognize it. We give it back to him. He's Neman Betriyas Ayin, because Tarmidei Chachamim don't lie. The Gemara Bava Metzia says they're allowed to lie about three things. But besides those three things, they're not allowed to lie. It's questionable. Are there more things? That's a Sugya Bava Metzia. Amaratim are not trustworthy. They lie when it's convenient. So therefore, we don't trust them. So Amoritz is not only lack of knowledge. Amoritz is a lifestyle. Hamachachim is a lifestyle. You know, I said this, I think I quoted it, in one shiur I quoted this. They said by Rav Shlomo Halowitz Luhaya, somebody spoke out, that Rav Shach said, a Talmid Chacham that has bad midas is not a Talmid Chacham without bad midas. He's a non-Talmid Chacham. Without good midas, he's not a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is not only a question of how he scores on a test. A Talmid Chacham is a lifestyle. A Talmid Chacham is honest. An Amoritz is not honest. That's fact. Now, we call it Talmid Chacham and Amoritz because maybe fortunately, it's associated with the amount of Torah that a person has. It infiltrates him, it imbues him with good midas and honesty. Whereas an Amoritz who doesn't learn has to work on it much harder. But there are Amoratzim that are honest. It's not saying that it can't happen. But unfortunately, we can't trust them because we don't know.
Why did he go to the thing?
So that's a question. Does he have to go?
Why did he go?
Well, according to the ones that said he has to go, is that if somebody told him, you know, you have to go. And if, according to the ones that showed up, it's because he had a guilt complex. Something's nagging at him. And he's looking for the rabbi to make things well. Yes?
As far as what you're saying, number one, I'm very grateful for that statement that this relates up to Tadalama as far as it relates to honesty, in that I've never really understood until that point. When you think about all the film, I can think of what Namahoras is, they are unified under that rubric. But as far as the transformative power of Revolta's book on the Chazanish, especially, talk about the Chazanish says, simply there's no reason on earth why listening to two people argue about a handkerchief in the main road should make you into a better person. It does. What about that?
Okay. Let's move on. So, now, this is very important. Because it's not, and this is going to be very important to understand, it's not like we assume that the Amoritz is lying. We're afraid he's lying. It's a chumrah drabanan. Meaning, biblically speaking, if the guy said he meant Cherem HaShoyam, we trust him. Drabanan are afraid that they lie. Just like, I'm going to make a comparison that doesn't have to be a good comparison. They trust a Talmid Chacham, a chaver, that he gives trumas and maisras. And Amoritz, they didn't trust a Maestris, but at the same time they said, Rav Amiyaret's Maestrimet. They know that the majority of Amoritzim follow the law. But there's a minority a significant minority, a noticeable minority, that doesn't. So therefore they said, we can't rely on Amharic. Is that a biblical fear? No. It's a rabbinic fear. Because that was the Chumash Rabbanan called Demai. They didn't go by Rav. It's exactly what they did. They came along and said, there's enough people here that make us worry. And biblically, you would go by Rav. The same thing is true here, and that's very important understanding the next Gemara. It's not we know they're lying, or Rav tells us they're lying. They don't have the stamp that they don't lie. Some lie, enough lie, that the Rabbanan were machmer, but it's a rabbinic chumrah, that's clear, it has to be understood. Yes?
As far as going by row, I don't see how we can go by row. You don't go by row for something counted. Each member of a population, each human being is a member of a population, either is or isn't.
Seriously. No, it's not true. You go by row for things that are counted. Row behem is ksheris. Of course you go by row by things that are counted. Rav Akum, Rav Yisrael, you find a baby. Also, Yin Subas, you go by Rav.
Well, that has to do with the population. You have to be able to identify.
Again, it's just, I don't see what the difference is, but anyway, that's not for now.
Rav, this is the numbers in Rav Dot and Chazaka.
Right.
He's asking question in Rav Dot and
Chazaka. Well, why didn't we say this thing about if he would come and say, I made a neder, Shalom was a chavim? Why are we coming to this third category? Just say, oh yeah, when I made the neder, I did all Dabra Asur.
I don't know about how long it would be there.
Why?
Because that's a more... But let me explain it this way. Let's take Cherem. Cherem Kahanim and Cherem Hegdish are both prominent uses of the word. Right, exactly. I don't know if an Amharic wouldn't be believed on that. Because it's more, in Webster's it's 1 and 2. Karma Shoyam is 3. What I'm saying now is a big machlokes, it's a quite number, but I don't want to get into it, so I'm going to look for it. So back to the Gemara. A machmirin, what's Bishlaim a machmirin? So Einchen Olav a machmirin Olav. So what is machmirin and what is Einchen? So Bishlaim a machmirin, lepeskina lebecharata. The chumra is, whereas a regular nether, we would use charata, as I explained yesterday. He regrets that he made the net. It would be enough reason to remove it. Here, we need a pesach, which a pesach means I wasn't aware of something which would have changed my approach. Ela einchen, hechidami. How do you punish him? And for the Gemara Kedetanya. Like we punish him in other cases. We punish him here, even though it's rabbinic, even though really he should be believed. But we're machmer, and we punish. We're machmer that we make it harder to remove the neder, and we punish him like we do by other nedarim. What do we do by other nedarim? Kedetanya. Misha nazar v'avar nizirusay. The guy was a nazar, and he violated it. And now, he comes to Beth and says, can you remove my naziris? Which would absolve him from avera. Because once you remove the naziris, it never happened. Pesach removes it as it never happened. We won't remove it. Let's say he became a nazir for 90 days. And the first 60 days, he violated it. Now he comes in day 61, and he wants to remove the nazir, so we tell him, you got to keep 60 days in nazir before we remove it. It's a punishment, because you blatantly violated something.
He's only one day, and he did it for only one day?
You have to keep one day. The Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yossi, the Medvar Mamor of Benaziris Moetis. That's up till 30. Abu Benaziris Meruba Daye Lamajai. We never make him do Isser more than 30 days. So that we do here, even though it's only a rabbinic netter. Right? And what did Rabbanan say? They argue in Rameyer, and they say, no, we don't punish, meaning we don't punish him more than any other netter. Right? Means we do punish that part, but we don't einchenite, meaning we don't punish him to make him keep Isser. That's what the Rabbanan say. Meaning, they don't agree that we treat this netter as we would treat a biblical netter. That's what the Rabbanan argue in Rameyer. That's what they're arguing on. Yes?
Actually, I don't know about Isser. Yes.
What does he have to do?
Keep Naziris for 60 days.
Is it a true Naziris or the Aspen Cross?
No, they haven't removed it yet.
No, but if he does it for 30 days...
Only if that's the amount of Naziris. A guy that becomes a Nazir for 90 days doesn't bring a carbon to the end of 90.
But if he says 30 days, then what happens?
Again, so we would make him keep the Naziris for 30 days. And then we can remove it. He doesn't have to bring a carb. Correct. That's the Machlekes Tanoim. Reb Yehuda says it's many days, no limit. Reb Yaisi says never above 30.
Did he do the Avera
Basin? That's what Avera Zerat say. It doesn't say. I don't know. What does the article say? Let's read the Rash. Dr. Rash, Loi b'tzchina le b'charata, Loi merloi k'dayatias, k'dayatias, I think, what does it mean in the Gemara? It's a Gemara on Chavez on the base. K'dayatias means, I think, are you regretting? I have to find the translation. What? Right. Are you regretting? Which is harata. Or do you still feel the same way? That's like, are you having harata? Dr. Rashi is not a bigger punishment that we would do by a biblical neder. The dinzel b'chol neder shavar nidroi. El kamash malan da'avagad da'av neder gamaru. This is not a biblical neder. Ein shenai, so we punish him anyway.
Drank wine for 60 days.
One day or 60 days?
In a span of 60 days.
He drank for one day, he has to do one day.
And if he drank 7 days, it's 7 days.
Yes.
So the 60 days was a case of he drank every day.
Correct. Or took a haircut, or was the time of the mason. Correct. Dr. Gemay, right to Amr and Yasim. Hi, Obami Rabbanan, ain't this cocking light? Since Rabbanan say that we don't do a Heter Nedarim without a Pesach, they deem it a Mizdakik Yiloy Avichaper. A Besen that doesn't listen to that didn't do well, and we scream at that Besen. You guys didn't do it right. We don't look away. You violated. Rabbanan told you not to do this. Dr. Rashbam, Rash, Lav Shaper Avid, Leitei Mekivin Duchum Rabbalmehu, Yavar Avid Bey. If the Bezen did give him a Pesach with Charata, like Garina Bay, that we don't scream at the Bezen. Kamash Malan de Garina Bay. We scream at them, but me and the Lam Shaper of it. Me and the Shamtina Lay. We don't put the Bezen in Chayra. Bezen that didn't follow the rule. They were matching this guy with Charata.
Okay.
Rabbanan said, don't do that. And they did it. Do we look away and say, listen, it was only a Chumra to begin with? Zakhtar Yaitsev, no, we scream at that. And Rav Acha Bayagwa says, Misham Sinulay, we put it in that Chayim. We react more harsh.
What does that mean? It's not like
he's an Oynish. I don't know. I think getting screamed at is not such a nice thing. If you have somebody scream at a Bezen and say, you guys don't know what you're doing, it's a little bit, I don't know. I think it's not a nice thing. What can I tell you? You think it is, I get it.
No, but it's
demeaning.
You don't have to be put on, you can't, for 30 days, No.
It just has to be screamed at. It's demeaning. Nobody likes to be screamed at, especially a Bezen.
How do you excommunicate an entire
court? It's three people. I mean, it's not like 100 people on the court. You have to communicate. For how long it doesn't take. Some stressing, yeah, but it can be less than that also. I don't know. It could be more, it could be less. Some stressing, guys. Now, to give my advice. Come in my room, Paiskun, my Pesach. Tana, we learned in Ebraisa. La'ilam alti ruggle v'nedarim. Don't be accustomed to making nedarim. Shesayvach limu b'shuas. Because at the end of the day, you'll go from nedarim to shuas, and you'll violate shuas, and on that it says, well, yanaka. It's not something you want to play around with. Stay as far away as you can from making bans on yourself or on other people that are not necessary. Because what happens to these people is they end up doing averus that they'd rather not have gotten into. Zogt the rush. No rush. It's good advice. Also, al tiragu et amaretz. Don't spend your time next to amaratzim. Because since the amaratzim are not neman on my serf, so therefore, you have to be afraid that one day you're going to eat something that tevel, the maisers were not separated from. These people are accused of doing that. Again, roiv don't, some do. If you hang around amaratzim, ultimately you'll be nixal. Even though he makes sure you get the best of the best, you know, sometimes you cut some corners. Don't spend too much time tarkayin amaratz. I think that's how they're gairis. That's our summer gairis. The rush is not gairis. What? Summer gairis, the extra word truma tmeya, even if you're a kayin, no free do truma tmeya. And some are saying, don't you're Yisrael, don't hang around, took the rush.
How do you do shirum?
You want to know the answer? Shirum doesn't allow you to do averus.
No, I'm saying, how do you put yourself in a situation?
Don't eat by him. Would you eat in his house? Would you eat in the guy's house? For Kiruv? No. You might eat grapes. I'm going to say something that could get me in a lot of trouble. Kiruv is wonderful. It's a great thing. But the Rabbi Nisham didn't say you don't have to keep the Torah when you're doing Kiruv. It can't come at the expense of doing mitzvahs and doing the right thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's great. It's fabulous. Matzah, the flesh is me strong. The sky is unbelievable. But the Rabbi Nisham didn't say, go be Mechal Shabbat so you can be Mekara people. Doesn't say that anywhere. What? That's a major controversy. You're trying to get me involved. You're going to keep me in. Depends who you ask. Dr. Rashi, it's a kind of march. It's like a truma. It's a tevel leke lebechesh. Because the mafresh truma v'achuleh. Meaning you don't have to be afraid that the kayin is going to give you tevel. Because first of all, he separates truma. It doesn't cost him anything. He eats it. He's a kayin. Okay, meister. Mafresh mele truma is a meister. Have a meister l'atzmai. He separates the meister. He separates the truma's meister. And he keeps it. So there's no reason to feel that he won't separate it. But he might give you truma. And you can't eat truma. Weiter. And this is all here because al-tihid ragu b'nidarim. And we're going to get involved in a sugya, sensitive sugya, and we're going to get involved because we got into this. Al tar besicha meisha. Don't spend a lot of time talking to women. Because interactions with women can bring somebody to commit a big avera. Because the more they interact, the guards drop, it gets looser, and who knows what can happen. No rush. Anybody who looks at women can end up, it can bring him to do averus. Don't look at too many women. And if somebody looks and is machloikis what akeva is, as we're going to see in a minute, pashtas, it means your foot, the bottom of her foot. If you look at that, he will have not pro good children. It affects the children that he will have. And I'm just going to point it out once because this is going to have to be repeated 20 times in this sugya. A person's status affects his children. It's not like he is who he is and his children are something else. So if he's in a lower madriga in shmira from things that he should keep away from, it affects how his children end up. Even though it's not direct, he looked at as the Gemara is going to say, I'm going to finish the Nida. He looked at the Nida's uncovered parts that she usually covered. It's his wife. And he saw parts that he's allowed to look at when she's mutter. But now she's a Nida. And he doesn't keep that halacha. It's going to affect whose children are. Zogt, no rush. Amar Rav Shimon Malakish, Akeva Dekhtani B'Makam HaTinaifas. A cave here doesn't mean the foot. It means it looks at the private woman's private part. She mechuvin kineged ekev, We call it Akeva because it's next to the foot. So there's a shaila. Is Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Rav Yosef arguing? Is Rav Shimon ben Lakish saying, looking at an Akeva of Ishtanida doesn't affect the children? It's only a person who looks at Makamati Naifas, at the private area, by the way, as the Gemara is going to explain later whether she's Mutter or Usser. Or is he not arguing? Is he adding that there's an Isser of Akeva, which means foot? But Akeva also includes Makamati Naifas. It's a Makhlaik Gesachrona.
If he does this, it's because he's
going to
end up teaching his children to do that.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. No. It's a reality.
It's a punishment?
No, it's a reality. It's a consequence in him. And when a person gives birth to a child, he's putting him into that child. And when he does certain averis, those averis affect the neshama of that child.
DNA.
It's in the DNA, correct. Now I know, and this is very important to point out, that a person can have a father that was a Rasha, and he can be a Tzaddik.
And vice versa.
But there's a certain start-off point. And the start-off point of a child of a Tzaddik is is at a better place than the start-off of a child of a Rasha. That doesn't preclude anything else changing. But in the start-off point of what he's born with, he has an advantage if his father is a tzaddik. And if his father did these averis, he has a disadvantage. It says Hashem said by the Matan Torah, I want your fear, my fear to be on, like Rabbeinu said, Hashem's fear should be on your face. Zubusha. That's embarrassment. Meaning? Anybody who's afraid of something, who fears something, there's a sense of embarrassment. Now, not fear because of punishment. Fear because of awe. If I stay in somebody who is in awe, I feel like a little bit embarrassed, a little bit taken aback. I'm careful in how I behave. If the Rabbeinu Shlom is right here, I act differently than if the Rabbeinu Shlom is not here. Like, that's the first halacha of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Sambit. And the Rama explains, people don't act in their private house like they act in public. Because in public, there's a certain respect that they're expected to keep. Hashem said, like Shabbat said, like you should have Hashem's fear, so you should be, you won't do averis. That causes a busha. You're more, it's not embarrassment, it's, what word am I looking for? What does he say busha is?
He says right. Bashful.
Bashful, okay. Meaning you're more careful in the way you behave. The Gemara, Shabusha Mevili de Yiris Chait. If you're more bashful, you're more afraid to do chait. Kan Amru, Simon Yavil Adam Shubaychon. A person who is bashful, it's a good thing. It's a good meter to have. Biyadua of the Bacherev Aymrim, Kaladam Amizbayish Ladam Heru Chaitai. Bashful people do less sins because they're more bashful in their behavior. Misha Eilei Bashishpanim, people who are audacious. Now, this is a very, it's not so clear what this means, but it's saying he didn't inherit the trait that the Yidden picked up at Har Sinai to be bashful. Now, the literally means his parents weren't at Har Sinai, but every Yid was at Har Sinai. So I'm going to translate it to mean that he didn't pick up that character trait that it was supposed to, but that was given in Sinai. Again, it's not simple translation. I'm sure article says that his parents didn't stand at Har Sinai. Does he bring a thing on the bottom?
Phenomenon of revelation which serve to impart the character of shamefulness for the sake of future generations.
Now, I think he didn't pick up that character trait. Dr. Rush, Shlomdo Avaisa Har Sinai, he was a Shom Yarshua Avaisas. That's where bashfulness was put into the DNA of Klal Yisrael. Right. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Now, I just give Hagdama, the next Gemara is extremely sensitive. And I'm not going to be, I'm going to try to not paskin halacha here as it comes up, but I'm just going to read the Gemara, translate it, and explain it to the best of my ability. But I just want to give a warning. It's an extremely sensitive Gemara. Yes.
It means they were there, the fathers were there, right?
Again. What does it mean your fathers weren't at Har Sinai?
Yes, let's put that to the side. Let's say it learns the question that they were there, right?
Yeah, it says Shelo Yamdu Avayta Martin. I gotta translate the words. I can't put it aside. Anybody who's not bashful, who's audacious, his parents didn't stand at Har Sinai. What does that mean? So I'm saying it means he didn't inherit that character trait that his Avayta were given in Har Sinai. That's how I'm translating. Exactly. You want to learn it means literal? Learn literal. I'm not.
Parents did accept it, but they.
It didn't. Happened. Being at Har Sinai gave the Yidden there that meat of bashfulness. That's a fact. They didn't accept or not accept.
So through assimilation, if rogue Jews now are a little bit arrogant, a little bit, so that is that.
It means they didn't. I can't answer that question. I'll just leave it unanswered.
So how do these people?
Yes, if you worship Trump, then you're arrogant because that's what he does. Yes, halakta bedrachav. Yes. Yes. I also voted for him.
Okay.
But he's not Mashiach. That's all I'm trying to say. Yes. Yes.
So they, even though it comes from the parents, were fine. They didn't even have a word.
You know, honestly, I just want to make it clear. I'm open to another interpretation.
No, I don't understand.
Again, I'm telling to tell you, I had the problem. I had the same problem you had. What does it mean, so I'm the vice of Har
Sinai? They have
Bechira to overcome the Mida Busha. People that are bashful can work on being more audacious. If you're not a Frum Yid, maybe not a yet, let's say Goyim, right? And they have a meter, they're bashful. So what do people who advise them in business tell them? Stand up for yourself. Fight. Don't be don't be that kind of guy. You want to be successful in life? You got to stand up for yourself. You got to fight. You got to do something. What do you mean? There's everything. You can overcome a meter. If you work on it, you can overcome a meter. We're not supposed to overcome the meter of bashfulness. I once heard from Rabbi Chaim Waxman that he was with his little kids in the park before Pesach so his wife could clean. So he was a young man then, and he was in the park with his kids. And there were Goyish parents there too with their kids. And every parent of the guy said to his little kid, little lion. And every Yiddish parent said, Shefela, which means sheep. What is the difference? Because by a guy, a kid is supposed to grow into a lion. And by a Yid, we're telling our kids to be sheep.
Wow.
I heard it from him. A shefela. What does shefela mean in Yiddish? Sheep. What do they say? You know, lion cub. Let's go. That's busha. That's bashfulness. That's all. Weiter. Zakti gemar weiter am Rabbi Yechim and Davoi. Dalet dvarim sachuli melachi asharis. Four things I was told by melachi asharis. And here melachi asharis means tamid chacham. The Gemara is going to say that. It doesn't mean real malachim. And the Gemara is going to prove it. Why are children born lame? Over here, the Rush learns that the parents, besides living in the regular way, also live shaloi kedarka, which means he does from her backside, which is not usher, perfectly mutter, but there's consequences to doing it. That's not the way the Rabbi Nishlam intended that these relationships be. Others learn, this is the Rosh's shot, and other Rishayim's shot. Other Rishayim say, it means it's supposed to be man on top and woman on bottom, and they turn it over and put the woman on top. And that also has a negative effect. Again, that's not the way the Rosh learns. We always learn with Rosh. The Rosh learns, Dr. Rosh, what's wrong with Shalai Kedarka? If it's mutter, so what's wrong? Zok the Rosh, umida keneged mida, shematriach oisar kaviseha. It's very uncomfortable for a woman to be laying face down. It puts pressure on her knees. It puts pressure on her body when he lays on top of her when she's not on her back, when she's on her front. And therefore, that's why the kids are born with things wrong in their feet. Because he's pressuring. It's not, the woman doesn't, the other machrayim explain it, it's not enjoyable for the woman. The woman doesn't enjoy that, it's only the husband, and he's taking advantage of her, therefore he's punished. Weiter. So, Why are kids born without the ability to speak? I don't mean they don't speak when they're born. I mean they don't develop the power of speech. Because the husband and the wife allow a relationship of him kissing her on her private part. Again, is it usher? The Malachi Asharis is saying it has negative consequences. Malachi Asharis Tavir Chachamim. Others are saying that this is a machloikas. We're going to see in a minute. The Gemara is going to say. Harashim neimahava. Why are people born, Rachman al-Islam, without the power of hearing? They talk about mundane things, meaning things that have nothing to do with anything, about other people. They have conversations at the time of Tashmish. Time of Tashmish is supposed to be used, as the Gemara will explain, either to make her feel good about herself, right? To be a memorazaher, to make her feel better about herself, to make her happier, or to keep quiet. But not time to discuss other people, which leads him to think about other women, and that's not a healthy thing, and it has negative implications. Sumim bit neima haven. Why are the kids born blind? They should be stocklin by samakam. Because he spends time staring at the private parts of his wife. There are no rushes. Frankly, Gemara Reminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. How can you tell me it's wrong to talk b'shatashmish? Shalu is ima shalom. They asked ima shalom. Ima was a term used for Mrs. or Rebbetzin. They asked Rebbetzin shalom. B'neima b'necha yafifu b'yaiser. Why are your children so handsome, so beautiful? Amr lahen, Einem esabrimi, he doesn't have relationship with me. That's what it means. Leibetchilas alayla v'leibetzayf alayla. When there's noise outside on the street, right? He doesn't have a relationship with me. He shouldn't be distracted by noise of other women or by other things. He keeps it to when things outside are calm. There's no noise. There's no distractions. Ela b'chatzayis alayla. In the middle of the night. Ushumisaper doesn't have to be midnight. It means in the middle of the night. Ushumisaper, and when he does have a relationship, Megala tefach u'mechatze tefach. He uncovers only parts of his body that are necessary to be uncovered. V'daimala v'kimisha kafeshed. And he acts like he's forced, meaning he does not take longer than necessary. He does it b'kdusha. It's all kdusha by him. V'amayti loy matam. I asked him once, why are you so careful not to have a relationship at the beginning of the night, at the end of the night, and why are you so careful in all those things? I have to make sure I'm not thinking about another lady. If I'm thinking about another lady during a relationship, it's like Mamzerus. It's not Mamzerus. It's his wife and it's his husband. But it's like a strange individual is being brought into the creation of this child. Now, the riot, what's that got? The raya the Gemara wants to bring is that she used the word mesaper for tashmish. That means he did talk. Why would she use a word that didn't happen? Obviously, he's saying, when he talks to me, b'shas tashmish. And we said before that he's not supposed to talk b'shas tashmish. Up at the Gemara, loikasha habamili de tashmish, habamili akhwanisa. He's talking about making her feel good, being marat to her, things like that. That's a positive. It makes a better relationship, better for the child that's conceived. If he's talking about other people, right, then it distracts the mind, and he or she can think about other people who are not supposed to be involved in this conception, and it has a negative effect. Zakt the rush, benecha yafifufim b'yaitzer, b'loimum, megala tefach v'mechase tefach, kidei sheyiru abushal panav. By keeping himself as covered as possible, it keeps that midah of bashfulness. He shouldn't have the pleasure of being close to her flesh. It's like, I'm not sure what that refers to, having a sheet there to separate between his body and her body. I don't know exactly what that refers to. But this is a major problem. Because in halacha it's brought down that there has to be kiruv basar. That when a person lives with his wife, there has to be kiruv basar. And here it seems to say that kiruv basar is not a healthy thing. So in halacha l'maisa, it's a big shailin d'achrayim. But if I remember correctly, halacha l'maisa is that it means they shouldn't be uncovered. They can have kiruv basar, but there should be a covering over them both, that it shouldn't be open. That's how the halacha answers it. So he didn't sleep with me, because Megala Tavach, Mechasa Tavach means uncovered only as much. That was his chumrah. But halachically, kiruv basar is a good thing, right? But it shouldn't be uncovered. I think that's the way it's passed in the Mishnah Berurah. Later. Amar Rabbi Yechon is who divrei Rabbi Yechon ben Davoi. Is there? I'm sorry. B'mili the Tashmish, shari, laharbish tavasad. So over here, I explained it like the Ran, but the Rush says to make him more desire her. Part of a good Tashmish is that the husband has a strong desire. So if he talks to her b'nyani Tashmish, it awakens his desire more. And Ran says to appease her, to make her a better partner in this act. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Yechon is who divrei Rabbi Yechon v'Davoi. These things that a person gets punished because of these four things, because Rabbi Yechon and Davoi telling us these four things. Abu Chachamim Aimrim, Amru Chachamim, Ein Alocha Kriyachim and Davoi. We don't paskin that way. El Kol Mashadam writes a lot as Bishtaisa. He's not restricted. He can live like a darka. He has no restrictions on these things. That's what he says. Now, the Gemara is going to give him Mashal. Mashal Lebas, meaning, okay, I have to be very careful on this. The Gemara says a husband has permission to treat his wife, Bishas Tashmish, not to hurt her, Chas V'Shalom, but he is not restricted in how he does Tashmish.
If she's willing, it doesn't matter.
What?
If she's willing.
Again, not at her expense. But we're going to see soon that even if she's not willing, as we're going to see soon, this is part of his right of a husband. Now, I'm not recommending, this is, again, a very sensitive issue. The Gemara is saying that a person does not have, according to the Chachamim, he's not restricted. And the Gemara makes a mashal. When you buy something, you're in charge of it. You buy an item. In halacha of a husband and wife, the wife is subjective to her husband's desires. That's what it's saying. And therefore, if he wants to live like a darka, he's allowed to. That's what the Chachamim said. Except, Dr. Rambam, he's not allowed to be mighty Zerah Lebatala. If he lives like a darka, he cannot put out Zerah, because that's for no reason. But he's allowed to live like a darka. Dr. Gemara, now Gemara is going to say a mashal, which is very hard for me to explain, but I'll try. Mashal Lebasar, Habami Beit HaTabach, a guy buys meat at a butcher shop. He can salt it, he can roast it, he can cook it, he can overcook it. Same thing as with fish. Same thing here, there are no restrictions. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Again, yes.
You said you didn't want
to. Exactly, I said I don't want to.
So you're not going to tell us whether because we're bound and agree.
Again, so in halacha it's brought that those four things do have an impact on the kid, but it's not restricted. For the Gezen Devoy, it sounded like you shouldn't do it. The Gemara said you're allowed to do it, but I think, you know, again, I didn't look it up, I didn't spend time with it. But I think, you know, look, it says that these things can affect the children. Yes?
Did I just hear both you and the Gemara compare marrying a woman to buying her?
Again.
It's okay.
It says, yikakishisha, I mean, that's what the Torah says.
That's
you acquire her. I'm not going to say buy her. I'm going to say you acquire her.
I mean,
you acquire certain rights. A person acquires certain rights in a husband. And by the way, he has certain responsibilities also. The Gemara is not here to tell you, like the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus list all his responsibilities and all her responsibilities.
This is a conversation we've had for many, many years, decades. And I do recall a Gemara in, I believe I may recall it, where it says specifically that you are not buying a wife. It is not a virgin.
It's not a Kenyan woman. It's a Kenyan, again, the Rashba learned it's a Kenyan Ishus, not a Suganel. Again, I didn't look up that halacha, but if I remember correctly, we paskin like the Chachamim that say one is not usher. Rama paskin that way for sure. But that doesn't say that doing things that are not recommended doesn't have an impact. Amra Meimer, Ma Malachi Asharis Rabbanan. Who are these Malachi Asharis that Yechim and Davoi quoted? Rabbanan. The Eitame Malachi Asharis Mavish, Amai Amr Rabbi Yechim and Yalachka Yechim Davoi. If it's really Malachim, how could Rabbi Yechim say we don't paskin that way? Ha'inu Bekiyi B'tzuras Avlatrei. Malachim know better how kids are created. They have a better insight into this. So how could we say we don't paskin like that? So it's talking about Tamid HaChacham. Now, we don't go by Malachim, play by Shemayimi. So the Mepharshim speak out. In Halacha, we don't go like Malachim. But if they tell you in Matthias that this is what's happening, and there they see the creation of the child from a different angle than we do, so don't argue with them. It's a fact that they're telling you. So it must be it wasn't Malachim. It was Tamid HaChacham. So why are they called Malachi Asharis? So to Gemara, my Korlu Malachi Asharis, the Mitzaynikim Malachi Asharis. Why are they called Malachi Asharis? Because they are exceptional. Exceptional. Now, just to be honest, I don't want to quote Halakha. It might be wrong. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gemara that it can cause blindness. Because of Busha, so he says, yeah. Then he says, Hulamata Hilamaila is Derech Azus. Doesn't say it's Asur, but he says it's not the right way. That's what he paskins. Does he talk about Shloka Darkai? I don't believe so. But Yisabra Ima B'dvarim She'ena Be'inyoni Tashmish Shloyitin Dayt Abish Acheres. So that's why I mentioned well before. Even though we pass like the Chachamim, that these things are mutter, even though he writes to us usher, he says because it causes consequences. They have more Torah, more mitzvahs, they're more separated, they're more holy than the rest of the nation.